Welcome to the Money Talks podcast, the official podcast of Nevada Money Mentors, UNR's financial wellness program since 2016. At Nevada Money Mentors, we empower students with financial knowledge through presentations, tabling events, workshops, one-on-one coaching, and much more. I'm your host, Conrad Chow, and welcome to the show. All right, welcome to another episode of the Money Talks podcast. We're super excited to have from Nevada Dining, Regina Flores, the communications specialist from Chartwell's Higher Education Dining Services. Welcome to the podcast, Regina.
Thank you, Conrad. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Of course. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Just getting the day started pretty much. How about you?
I can't complain. You know, we're excited to, you know, dive into the various food options, you know, the awesome stuff that you guys are doing over at Nevada Dining. And for our podcast, we always start off with kind of like a mini icebreaker,
okay,
if you will, more of a rapid fire fun question. So our question to you today to start off, to kick things off, is what is your go-to food option on campus?
Okay, that's a really great question because I eat on campus every day. So I typically like to eat at the dining hall at Pack Place since there's so much variety. But when I don't eat at the dining hall, my go-to, I guess, restaurant would be Create. And I always get the exact same salad. I get chicken, grapes, I get seeds, and I get vinaigrette. And it's so freaking good.
That's awesome. And you were a student before. And with all these food options, we've definitely seen like evolved, right? Whether it's diversity of different types.
Yeah. So when I was a student here at UNR, the restaurants, some of them have remained the same, but some have definitely changed. And obviously the dining hall is different now. I didn't go here my freshman year. I transferred my sophomore year. So I never really knew what the dining hall was like before. But my sister is a student here, and she went to the dining hall here before. And I took her there now that it's new and renovated as of 2021 or 2022. And it is just, I mean, it's a really, really great dining hall. It has like 13 different stations, really healthy options. There's something for everyone there. And so seeing those changes, I'm envious of the students now because they have so much great food and variety at all different price points too.
Yeah. Whether it's Pack Place, you know, going through, you know, your meal plan there, whether it's the various other options, the vendors that you guys have partnered up with. Students have just enormous amount of choices. They can eat something different every day, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, Nevada Dining is always looking for ways to evolve the program and keep it fun and keep it fresh. And that's why you see changes, right? So the same restaurants or the same locations that were here when I was a student might not be the same because the needs are different and the trends are different. So people want to see different foods, and that's why things change every now and then. So we try to really listen in on what the students and faculty want, and we implement it into our program just continuously. It's always evolving.
Can you talk more about some of the favorites, some of the top choices that I've heard?
So I've heard students really love, number one, Las Trojes has been a staple so they've been a partner of Nevada Dining for over 20 years. So they've been on campus for over 20 years, which is insane. And it speaks a lot to their service and their quality and their continuation of being just a reliable food option for students. I loved Las Trojes when I was a student. I used to have business classes over at Ansari, and I would always get a bowl from there right before class. So that's definitely a student favorite. Create is another favorite as well. I've heard a lot of really good things about Sierra Street Subs and the new one on campus, Caillou Foods, which has two locations. So one of them is at Argenta and the other one's at the Pennington. We've heard really great feedback on that. Really great feedback on Breakfast & Co., which was implemented because we saw that students wanted like an all-day breakfast option. So I've heard good things about, you know, different locations here and there. Habit Burger is another favorite of students, Panera. Just great feedback all around. And we're always listening in to see what students and faculty want to see. And then we'll take those requests and implement them as much as we can.
And there's also dim sum as well, right?
Is that correct? So that's new this semester. So we partnered with Caillou Foods, which is a local vendor from Sparks, and they open the two different locations here on campus. So yeah, it's really great to be supporting a local business while also giving our guests, giving our Wolfpack what they want. So we took that feedback from, it's called the Voice to Vision survey. So it's a pretty extensive survey that we do once a year. And based on what we see on that survey, we take the top request for cuisine and we'll implement that into our, it's called student choice. So the student choice is a location that's meant to be there for one semester, and we'll put in whatever cuisine we see is mostly requested into that concept.
Right. And on the topic of changes, new initiatives, can you share more about within campus dining? What do you guys have like on deck right now?
Yeah. So in the spring, so on top of introducing Kai Foods, we also introduced Sierra Street Subs, which used to be a location on campus, but now it's operated by Las Trojes. So it's a fun twist on sandwiches because they have like a Hispanic flair. So you'll find like a torta or like a carne or a pastor torta. So we've heard really great feedback on them as well because they also offer breakfast options too. And then another new thing that we introduced on campus was Grubhub. And that was mainly due to one of the biggest concerns that we saw was waiting in lines, right? No one really wanted to wait in lines, especially at those locations that get a lot of guests during lunch services. So like Panera would get long lines or Habit Burger. So as a solution, we partnered with Grubhub. And the way that Grubhub facilitates the long lines is that you can order in advance. So you have the app and say you're in class and you know you have to eat at 1 o'clock. You can place your order at 12:45 and it'll be ready by the time you get there. So yeah, Grubhub has been huge in helping reduce the wait times for students, and they can also link their Wolf card to the Grubhub app and they'll get, it's called Grubhub Plus, so they'll get that for free until graduation, which is really cool because they can use Grubhub Plus even like outside of campus. So that's been huge. And we also recently, actually today, there's a new menu at Panera. So it's called New Era at Panera. They're going to have just different options. They're going to have a menu that's $10 and under. So yeah, really cool things happening.
Which one would you say you're most excited about?
I personally am most excited about Grubhub because the waiting in lines thing is huge. And also a big thing with the Grubhub partnership is that those that have a meal plan can order their meal trade through Grubhub. So they don't have to wait around for their meal trade. They can just place it and it'll be ready by the time they get there. So I'm super excited about that. And then I'm also really excited to try this new Panera menu because I don't eat at Panera very often, but I saw a glimpse of the new menu and it looks really good. Some really good salads on there.
For sure. And also with Panera, you can also on the app order ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah. You can order ahead on Grubhub.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, you know, meal trades, want to take us back to the meal plan options. You know, for us, we talk to a lot of, you know, incoming freshmen, prospective students, and they're always trying to find the best meal plan that fits for them. I know with Nevada Dining and you and I, we offer a lot of various meal plans that are best suited for each student needs. So my first question is, what should an incoming freshman consider when they're looking at a meal plan?
That's a great question. So I would look at it like this. I would determine how often I would be eating on campus, right? So if I'm living on campus, I would probably rely on breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If I'm living at one of the off-campus housing units, I might only eat on campus once or twice per day, maybe even a few times per week. So then I would look at the different meal plans that we have. So freshmen are required to have a lifestyle meal plan, but there's four different ones. So I would look at, you know, how many times am I going to be eating on campus? Which one makes most sense to me? And then go from there. As a student who might be transferring, but it's their first time here at the university, I might look at a convenience meal plan because those ones, you pretty much choose how many meals you can purchase at a time, and then you can choose to use them at any of the locations. So really just depending on your schedule, I would sit down, take a look at your schedule, open up the Dine on Campus website, meal plan rights and features page, and compare side by side. How many meals do I need? How many swipes do I need? Do I need any guest passes? How much in food bucks do I want? And then that way you can really determine the meal plan that suits your schedule and your meals best.
For sure. And you mentioned transferring into UNR.
Yeah.
How did you kind of navigate when you were an undergrad in terms of choosing various food options? Did you buy groceries? Did you eat out a lot?
That's a great question, too, because when I transferred, I didn't even know what a meal plan really, what it meant. I thought that meal plans were just for freshmen, so I didn't even consider having a meal plan. I wish I did, because it would have saved me some money. The way that I would do it as a student is I would buy some groceries, very cheap groceries, because, you know, as a student, I was making like $7 an hour. And then I would cook like once a week, and then I would eat on campus maybe like three times a week. But it was expensive, you know, because, I mean, eating on campus and even around campus can get really expensive. So I would just limit the amount of times that I would eat on campus. But had I known about buying a convenience meal plan, I could have saved money, because when you have a meal plan, the average meal is less than what you would spend out of pocket.
Right.
So for instance, if I had a meal plan and I was able to use it at the dining hall, my meals would have been around $11 to $12 as opposed to the $15 to $20, $20, $25 that I was paying. So I really wish I knew this information, which is something that I'm really trying to, and in my position, especially as the communication specialist, it's information that I'm really trying to let everybody know, and not just freshmen or incoming students, is that anyone can have a meal plan, anyone can save money. So I wish I knew that as a student. I would have saved a lot of money.
Right. And on top of that, I think of a meal plan being added convenience.
Yeah.
You don't have to think about what you're trying to cook, where you have to get groceries.
That's another thing, too, is you save a lot of time. I mean, going to the grocery store, prepping that food, and all of that takes a lot of time. And as a student, when I was a student, I was also working full time. So I had like no time to cook. So I wasn't cooking very healthy things. I remember one time I accidentally got food poisoning because I undercooked something that I was making. I had no time. And then I would also rely a lot on just plain protein shakes. I would just get like a tub of protein. I would have it for breakfast and for lunch. Not healthy. I do not recommend doing that.
So how do students kind of choose healthy options or cost-effective and healthy food options when they're living on campus, or they're living off campus but they have a meal plan here?
Yeah, so I really like, as working here now, I really like eating at Pack Place because of the variety, and I have sort of the free will to eat super healthy. So if I say I don't like something on the menu, say it's like something fried and I don't want that, I can go to the salad bar and make myself a salad with chicken and veggies and anything else that I like that actually nourishes me. I also, like I mentioned, really like Create, but you can pretty much find healthy options at every location. You just have to look at the menu and really take your time on determining, you know, what do I need? I need protein. I need some veggies. I need a little bit of carbs if I want. So really just taking your time to look at those menus and then determining, you know, what's going to make me feel good. For me personally, it's foods, like I said, high in protein, not a lot of like fried or greasy foods, because those foods just make me feel slumped. So yeah, look at the menus, go visit Pack Place, see what they've got. And from there, you can kind of maybe take a week and eat at different places, and you can see how each meal makes you feel. What makes you have the most energy? What doesn't hurt your stomach? Because that's another thing. If I eat at certain places and I have foods that don't sit well with me, I'll have a stomach ache for the rest of the day. And that's for me specifically, like really foods that are really high in grease. So I try to listen to my body and then go from there, seeing what options are available to me. So it's really different for everyone, because healthy can mean something different for every person. So that's why I think it's important to kind of like test things out, test different meals out, see what resonates with you, see what makes you feel good. And then, yeah, you can go from there.
And with Pack Place, there's like staples, right? Like say for the salad bar, it's always there.
That's right. Yeah. So if I, like I said, if I don't want something on the menu that day, even though it does rotate constantly, and there's usually always something that I like personally, there's always the salad bar that's the staple, or there's always the hot tub grill. You can build your own Mongolian grill. You can put your, you choose your protein, you choose your veggies, you choose your starch. You build it yourself. You know it's going to make you feel good.
Awesome. And for students, you know, who are interested in a meal plan, they might be our prospective students. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, is Pack Place cooking something differently for those three meals?
Yes, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the menus rotate. They menu by season also, so things are going to be, you know, fresh. They also cook everything from scratch. Our chefs are very talented, and they source responsibly. All of our meals are sourced responsibly. So incoming students can feel confident knowing that they'll get the nutrients they need. And also, I think it's tasty food. So, yeah.
Do you guys ever receive any special requests in terms of dining, any dietary restrictions, and how do you accommodate for that?
Yes, we do receive requests pretty much on a, I would say, weekly basis, someone requesting something specific. And our culinary team is very, very open to adopting those requests. So the main feedback portal that we have for requests is called text to chat. So people can text our Pack Place staff a specific request that they may have, and our staff will look at it immediately. We all get a notification. They're like, okay, this person wants, you know, a salsa for their breakfast, and they make sure that they put that out there. In terms of dietary restrictions, we also have resources available on our website. So we have a nutritionist, actually, a registered dietitian nutritionist. Her name is Lisa, and she's available to meet with our students, have one-on-ones, and talk about, you know, what dietary restrictions do you have and how can our team help you get the nutrition that you need with those restrictions. So she's always available to talk to our guests and then also our executive chef. So people can meet with our chef and the chef can make those special meals for them. So it's just a matter of don't be shy. We have Don't Be Shy self-identify cards. So you fill it out, you bring it to Pack Place and you give it to a manager. And they'll make sure that your meal is suited for your restrictions. We also have a station in Pack Place. Like I mentioned, there's 13 stations. There's one station specifically that avoids the 9 major allergens. So that's a really great station for those that know they can't have a specific allergen. But it's not just for if you have dietary restrictions. I eat at that station all the time because I just like what they serve. But that's a really great resource too.
Awesome. And I feel like with Nevada Dining, you guys have always done a phenomenal job in terms of gathering feedback from students, staff, always looking to improve on the current you know, services and offerings. And that was highlighted by one of your recent events, right, with Silver and Blue Catering. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, so we recently hosted a catering showcase. So we do this once a year. And basically the idea behind the showcase is to bring awareness of Silver and Blue Catering, which is our catering service. We provide catering for the university. So if university staff or departments or student groups are hosting an event, we have catering services available. And it's right here on campus. The catering team is located actually in the Joe. So the showcase was a way to show our menus and for people to come and meet the team that is running the catering department and just get a taste of what we do. So that was in mid-March, and we're really happy with the outcome. We're super happy with everyone that came and got to see what we're all about.
Right. And you guys also have the faculty lounge as well for listeners who are maybe their admin or academic faculty.
Yeah.
They need a meal that's maybe not Pack Place,
right,
but maybe something kind of more exclusive. That's one of the offerings that you guys have.
Yeah, we do have a meal plan that's just for faculty staff. It's called the lounge plan because it is at the lounge, which is on the fourth floor of the KC. So basically this plan is a exclusive space. You have to be a registered faculty or staff. And every day you can enjoy lunch from, I believe it's 11 to 2. So there's different, I guess, bundles available for this plan, depending on how often you think you'll be eating on campus. And it's an affordable option for our faculty. It's really great food made by, you know, expert chefs, the same chefs that are, you know, running the whole campus. So it's a really reliable option for our faculty staff. And just like Pack Place, just like our other retail locations, our team is open to feedback. So if they want to see a specific cuisine or a specific food, they can always let us know and we'll incorporate that into the menus.
Awesome. And there's always dessert as well. That's I've been to the faculty lounge. You have, you know, maybe the salad to start off, but then covering all food groups, and then ultimately the sweet part of the meal.
Yes, my favorite part. And it's all also baked from scratch, so you're getting fresh meals.
Right. And we always like to, you know, plug one of our partners, Pack Provisions, and I know you guys work with them as well. And can you talk more about your guys' like relationship with Pack Provisions and just really helping the food insecurity here on campus and providing students with resources?
Yeah. So Pack Provisions is one of our partners at Nevada Dining. We help fight food insecurity by providing them with, we donate swipes to them. So for those that aren't familiar with the terminology, swipes, a swipe is a meal. So one swipe gets you into Pack Place, or it can get you a meal trade at one of the other restaurants. So we donate swipes every semester, at least about 100. And then during some of our events throughout the semester, we also hold swipe drives where anyone with a meal plan can donate one of their swipes. So it's a really great way to make sure that Pack Provisions has those swipes allocated for whenever a student or a faculty might be in need of a meal. So yeah, they're a partner that we've had since, you know, we were here at the university, and we will continue to grow and continue to evolve this partnership.
Awesome. Well, Regina, thank you so much for joining us today on the Money Talks podcast.
Thank you.
Do you have any last thoughts for our listeners regarding, you know, anything that Nevada Dining, anything else you'd like to share that we didn't get a chance to really highlight?
I would say, so right now, since it is Earth Month, we are hosting a bunch of different giveaways and activities on our social media. So right now would be a really great time to tune in to Nevada Dining on Instagram, Facebook, and we're also on Twitter and TikTok, mostly active on Instagram though. So we're at Nevada Dining, and all month long, we're hosting like 2 to 3 giveaways a week. So tune in for a chance to win some cool prizes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Money Talks. Money Talks is made possible by Greater Nevada Credit Union, Silver presenting sponsor of Nevada Money Mentors. Remember to give us a rating and subscribe so you can be notified for the next episode.